This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Today he announced that he wants to begin building that wall. Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for it?
Well, first off, we're going to pay for it and front the money up, but I do think that there are various ways of, as you know, I know your follow-up question is Mexico going to pay for the wall? There are a lot of different ways of getting Mexico to contribute to doing this, and there are different ways of defining how exactly they pay for it. Point is, he has a promise that he made to the American people, which is to secure our border. A wall is a big part of that. We agree with that goal, and we will be working with him to finance construction of the physical barrier, including the wall, on the southern border. The law is already on the books. It's been sitting there for years. I voted for it like 10 years ago, but nothing has gotten done, and now we have a president who actually wants to secure the border, and we are all in favor of doing that.
I think a lot of people are in favor of securing the border on both sides of the aisle, but the estimates are $8 billion to $14
billion. That's
about
right.
And the question is whether or not that's an effective way to really seal the border.
Absolutely. I think you do have to have that. I think there are more things than just a border security on the border. I think you have to have interior enforcement. There's a long conversation we can have about how to enforce our immigration laws. But physically securing the border is essential. Look, we have a massive heroin opioid epidemic problem in America. Part of that is because of drugs coming from the cartels from the south. We have national security concerns. There are lots of concerns which must be addressed by actually securing our border. And so a physical security barrier on the border is something we've all, I voted for, like I said, I think in 2006 or 2007, Chuck Schumer, my friend, voted for that as well back in those days. So now we have to get on with actually doing it.
Well, Chuck Schumer, his friend, huh? That's the understatement. Are we going to be a nation of rules and laws like we say we are? Or do we continue to do this? I mean, this is the problem. We end up, like in the Kermit Gosnell story that we just talked about with Phelim McAleer, people come into this country and they don't matter because they're not legal. They're just a refugee, so it doesn't matter that they died. It doesn't matter that the person didn't know better and they ended up, going to a house of horrors run by Kermit Gosnell. And how many other perpetrators are out there that are preying on undocumented laborers? This is a whole shadow lifestyle and, operation that takes place when laws are broken, when you don't do them in the light of day. People are subjected to all this. And so, some citizens and others are shocked to think that, hey, look, you guys are being so mean because you want to enforce immigration laws. Well, immigration laws are there to protect the citizens, to protect people coming into this country so that you have a fair shot at being successful. If you break the law and you have to operate in the shadows, then, you subject yourself to all potential dangers. And this Kermit Gosnell story should bring this even more so into focus. So whatever it costs here, as Paul Ryan is saying, in order to erect the border, we're talking about $8 billion. And then, of course, everybody is immediately concerned, because President Nieto of Mexico says, it ain't going to happen. We ain't paying for no wall. Vicente Fox, we ain't paying for no expletive wall.
Well, right? I mean, one of the things is does Mexico ship products to us?
Well, of course they do.
Well, then every product that they send to us, there's an extra tax on it.
Right.
And we'll get it back that way.
Well, there's ways. And the thing is, it's not just about a wall to protect us. It's like walls make for good neighbors. It's going to help Mexico out. But right now, if we're going to deal with it at the emotional level, and, Trump has used this to bring it into focus to say, okay, we're going to build the wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. And they're going to pay for it because of all the business that they do. And it's going to be a good thing for them. They're going to want to pay for the wall because it protects their citizens as well, so that their citizens are not being taken advantage of. here in this country. And that has definitely been the case. There's no doubt about it. But certainly the conversation will continue. And let's reason together. Why not? Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. Our conversation continues. We got Derek Scissors is going to be joining us in just a moment. Derek is we're going to be talking about President Trump's response to the TPP. You're fired. Derek is a resident scholar of the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies Asian economic issues and trends. And so we're standing by to join up with Derek in just a moment. But getting back to our conversation about immigration, and of course, later on, I think tomorrow we've scheduled to talk with Bruce Thatcher, who is our resident scholar and an expert on immigration. And to me, he has written the definitive book on immigration. Historically, with historic evidence, the positive and negatives, what other, you know, empires, nations, countries have done, in terms of, their immigration policy and how, it has been successful at times and how it has failed. Certainly, people will look at, America's immigration system and say it is, clearly broken, it's dysfunctional. And, you know, when you decide to turn your back on the rule of law and ignore what is in place, well, then you have what America has today. We got sanctuary cities. We've got, you know, mayors like Bill de Blasio justifying 500,000 people being in the city of New York and somehow justifying and saying somehow it's a good thing, which I find quite ironic because one of his arguments is that they provide cheap labor. Well, that's been an argument against Republicans and conservatives is that, my God, you're taking advantage of this cheap labor. You're taking advantage of these people. Well, you know, when you operate outside of the law, you leave yourself vulnerable and you're going to be taken advantage of. Sadly, there are businesses that, they're trying to survive. And this is not to offer any kind of excuse for them because they need to know what they're doing is wrong. And they're aware of this. But if the penalties are not going to be leveled and, you know, they keep getting away with it, well, then, you know, people will keep doing it. It's just that simple, right, Scott?
You're 100% right on that. And I feel the same way about the immigration as I do about the gun laws. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to enforce the ones that are the laws that are there, then why even complain about it? You have to enforce the laws that are there.
Right.
So that way you know what changes you need to make in order to make the laws work better.
Right. And look who you put at risk. I mean, you know, Chicago, of course, they're the poster children of all this. And, you see what's happening there, the murders that are, I mean, every weekend, it's like a casualty list that you get and you're looking at it and you just go, how many people died and, the families that are affected by this kind of chaos that's going on. And chaos is happening. because you've abandoned the rule of law. You know, it's like you've heard me quote before. You know, the Bible saying a people without vision will perish, or they cast off restraint. And that vision is, it refers to the rule of law. Okay, we have connected with Derek Scissors, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, where he studies Asian economic issues and trends. Derek Scissors, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, except for being incapable of recognizing that my phone ringer was off. Sorry about that. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, it's been one of those days. I my mistake too earlier with another American Enterprise Institute colleague of yours that we highly regard, and we had a scheduling issue, and I left him hanging. So I hope American Enterprise it doesn't take it personal and understand that it can happen both ways. So, it's all part of our humanity. Nobody's perfect here, so we do the best we can. But I wanted to talk to you about your article that you wrote about regarding the TPP and President Trump stepping up and fulfilling a promise. He tells the TPP, you're fired, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone knows that this is something he said on the campaign trail, and he did what he said he was going to do, which I think, regardless of whether you agree or disagree, that's what we want our politicians to do, to keep their promises. We vote for them because they say something, and then they should do it. Mm-hmm. In my case, I read the TPP when the text was first put out, which was more than a year ago. It was late 2015, and I didn't like the agreement. And I didn't like the agreement because I couldn't see a concrete benefit for ordinary Americans, American workers and American companies. It was a strategic agreement. It brought us close to our allies. It made rules, all those things, but I didn't see an economic benefit. So I don't agree with President Trump that it was the worst agreement in the world, but I also am glad that it's gone.
Right. Well, and I think that now that he's made it clear, and this is what CEOs, I mean, real seasoned CEOs do, is they have a mission statement, and they measure any opportunity and any idea that comes across the transom. Does it add or take away from that mission statement? And he's made it clear that it's going to be America first. And I understand for some people, you know, it's a little bit hard for them to appreciate that concept because as we know in business and in life, sometimes the fulcrum swings back 180 degrees, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think if you're thinking about the U.S. should do things for the sake of our allies, then the TPP makes more sense. Mm-hmm. And I certainly don't think the U.S. should mistreat our allies. But if it is, I only sign agreements that are good for America, I agree with the president. I didn't think this agreement did anything for America. Why would we sign it? We would sign it for the sake of our allies. If U.S. national interest is the number one thing here, you put the TPP aside, and that's an illustration of how our approach may change from President Obama to President Trump. President Obama was doing this to talk about making the rules and being internationally responsible, and President Trump is saying, "What's the gain for the U.S.?"
Right, exactly. Well, it reminds me, I've said this on the show before, you know, when you're on an airplane and they say in the case of emergency, if the oxygen masks come down, you know, make sure you put yours on first. And I think for a long time we've been worried about putting the oxygen mask on other people first as opposed to ourselves, and it has cost us. And what happens if it costs us, then it costs our allies too. And I think that sometimes we have to pause and consider that, there are more ramifications than just America being first.
Yeah, we've had a buildup. Obviously, there are a lot of people around the country who became very upset with our approach to trade, and our approach to trade fit American principles, which is good, but a lot of times it was about accommodating other people's economies. A lot of times that worked, but the time that I'm most familiar with, and I think everyone's familiar with, that it didn't work was we let the Chinese into the WTO, and they have not been good trade partners.
Right.
We thought they were going to be, and they weren't. And because China's such a big country, when they're not a good trade partner, it really hurts everybody else, including us. And the American people looked at this and said, okay, if you're going to do this again, you better make an incredibly convincing case that this is going to work. Mm-hmm. It's not just a good idea in principle. And the TPP failed that test.
Well, Derek, we got about 30 seconds here. What is the downside here?
Well, I think the downside is the president has said he wants to negotiate sound bilateral free trade agreements that are simpler and clearer, and I agree with that 100%. He's going to have to be aggressive in saying, look, I know I pushed the TPP aside, I know you negotiated for a long time, but I'm serious about these bilaterals. we're going to get right down to it. We're going to conclude them quickly and thoroughly. That's the challenge. So he's done the first step. The second step is to show people, I do want to negotiate, but on my terms.
Exactly. Well, Derek, thank you so much for being with us. Derek is with the American Enterprise Institute, a resident scholar, Asia economist, and trade expert. Always good to have you with us, sir. Have a great day, huh?
You too.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. David Altrogi is with us. He's the director and writer of the award-winning documentary film 3801 Lancaster, An American Tragedy. That address may come back into your memory, and remember that it was associated with Kermit Gosnell's House of Horrors. David Altrogi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Well, David, as the director and writer of this documentary film that was released back in November of 2015, this was quite revelatory, the unprecedented access that you had with Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah, it was pretty shocking. You know, we had spent the better part of 4 years working on this documentary, and towards the end of what we thought was the end of production, we thought, you know what, we need to send Dr. Gosnell a letter just to, you know, say, hey, we're making this film. We'd love to give you the opportunity to share your side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Not really expecting to get anything back. And a couple weeks later, he said, I'd be interested in doing an interview for your documentary. So we kind of put the brakes on it and spent the better part of 2 years conducting interviews with Dr. Gosnell for the film.
Now, when you first embarked on putting this together, what was your goal in this?
You know, I think our goal was we just didn't want what happened in Philadelphia to be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Pennsylvania native, born and raised here, live here. And when I heard about the case, I was, you know, shocked and angry and saddened, I think, like everyone. I mean, in a major U.S. city, Philadelphia, a abortion provider is killing live babies and patients are dying. And the Pennsylvania Department of State and Department of Health are turning a blind eye for decades. I was just so angry, but I was worried, you know, that it would be a little bit of a splash in the pan in the news and then forgotten. So I think that was sort of the first catalyst that made myself and my team want to make this film, is just we don't want what happened here to be forgotten.
And it's interesting that, you know, as you say, for decades, I mean, for 30 years, he was conducting, abortions there, late term. It didn't matter. I mean, he really believes, as you noted in the documentary, that he was providing a service to the poor people there.
Well, and that's what's so fascinating about the Gosnell interviews that, you know, your listeners, the film's on Amazon Prime, it's on Hulu, it's on iTunes, it's on YouTube. And when your listeners watch the film, I think that's one of the most shocking things is you hear Dr. Gosnell talk and he truly believes that he was doing a service to his community. That he was, he believes in his innocence. He believes that he was wrongfully in prison despite, even when confronted with evidence to the contrary, he maintains his innocence and probably will until as long as he's alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what does he have, three lifetime sentences?
Yeah, I mean, he will, barring some sort of craziness. He will
commutation of some sort, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, he waived his rights, his parole rights, to avoid the death penalty. Mm-hmm. So unless something really crazy happens, he will spend the rest of his life in Huntington State Penitentiary.
Well, as you say, in this story, had it not been for a drug bust, we would never have found out about Kermit Gosnell, would we?
Yeah, I mean, and that's what's so, you know, maddening about this case. You know, in the film, there's testimony from people at the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office who did an amazing job sort of laying out the case in the grand jury report. And they say, you know, there were reports of patient deaths due to botched abortions put on the desks of attorneys at the Pennsylvania Department of State, Department of Health. Time and again, there were reports of wrongdoing, patient areas that the clinic wasn't safe for patients, and yet the Pennsylvania Department of State and Department of Health chose not to act because it was just too politically controversial to investigate an abortion clinic. And so this, you know, Gosnell would still be probably doing these late-term, illegal late-term abortions were it not for the fact that he was also selling prescription drugs. Mm-hmm. And that was ultimately his downfall, was he was selling prescription drugs illegally, which led investigators at the Philadelphia Police Department and FBI to raid his clinic. And when they went in, sort of thinking this is just your typical drug bust, they saw patients, you know, sort of overly drugged into almost, they described it like zombie-like states, kind of roaming around. They saw blood on the floor. There was a cat roaming the hallways. They opened the fridge and there were fetal remains in the staff food fridge. And then they saw
in the staff food fridge.
It's shocking. I mean, that was, I think, their reaction, and they realized this is not just a drug case anymore. We have a homicide case on our hands.
And, of course, the police officer that brought it to attention, he gets in trouble because he was, acting, responsibly, I mean, in terms of an ethical situation. But yet, as far as police work is concerned, he overstepped his boundaries a bit, didn't he?
Everything I've talked to, you know, James Wood is the detective you're talking about. And he is, he's one of the real heroes of this case because he was interviewing one of Gosnell's employees who was selling drugs. And this is before they did the raid. And the employee mentioned, there was a patient who died. Mm-hmm. And, you know, something just wasn't sitting right with James Wood about this, the information that this woman gave him. And that was one of the things that really pushed him to want to get inside the clinic. And, again, he's one of the real heroes of this story and of this case.
Yeah. And thank God for him going with his instincts. This is where we can be thankful, for law enforcement. They've gotten so many bad raps, because it's the season and it's part of the culture war that exists today. But you don't hear stories of the heroes like James Wood that we should be hearing about.
Yeah, I mean, he and the rest of the investigators involved in the case, everyone from, Seth Williams at the district attorney's office down to John Taggart and Robert Blade. I mean, all these just really committed investigators. And, you know, a lot of people look at this case and they say, oh, it's just political. It's just, it's an abortion case. But these, a lot of the people involved in the investigation of this case, I mean, were just, pro-choice. And they looked at it and they said, this is wrong. What's happening here? This is the fact that, babies are being born alive and killed and patients are being injured, walking away with sexually transmitted diseases because of unsanitary practices. In the case of two women dying, like, we got to put a stop to this.
Mm-hmm. And the thing, that you're dealing with a guy like Gosnell, on the surface, I understand, a very charming man, right?
Yeah, that was, and again, I really hope your listeners are going to go watch the film on Amazon and Hulu and iTunes and stuff, because he is charming. He's a funny guy. He's a friendly guy. It was very disorienting interviewing him, and I think listening to the interviews are disorienting because you hear this sort of charming, sort of melodic voice. Mm-hmm. And talking about sort of what a wonderful man he was and what a service he provided to his community. But then you see that juxtaposed with images from inside his clinic. And you see
Amazing.
That juxtaposed. Yeah.
Well, we've got more from David L. Troege, director, writer of the award-winning documentary film 3801 Lancaster, American Tragedy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
We must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining, but never doing anything about it.
Well, then, like having an activated government, huh? How does it feel, America? Welcome back. Just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. David Altrogi continues with us. He's the director, writer of the award-winning documentary 3801 Lancaster, American Tragedy. Dr. Kermit Gosnell, the most prolific serial killer in American history, provides unprecedented access during 18 months. Kermit Gosnell gave the filmmakers unprecedented access. The interviews, which took place between February and September of 2015, were a revelation. Nothing was off limits. His childhood, medical school, the trial, even the snippings. Gosnell candidly discussed it all. Were you surprised, David Altrogi, that Kermit Gosnell was so open and casual about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think going in, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I've never interviewed a convicted murderer, so I didn't quite know how to prepare myself. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised about his candor. Mm-hmm. You know, in the film, specifically when he addresses the snippings, mm-hmm. It's his defense is shocking. When you hear him justify it, he doesn't deny certain aspects that I thought for sure he would deny.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that's one of the most sort of puzzling things about Dr. Gosnell. He's very enigmatic. You know, I've spent months trying to figure him out and still don't feel like I understand everything about him. I still don't feel like I totally get why he did what he did. And I think that's one of the great mysteries of this film is, you know, who is Dr. Kermit Gosnell and why did he do what he's been accused and convicted of doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, the indictment is on this culture. I mean, we created Kermit Gosnell, and it makes you wonder, David, you know, how many other Kermit Gosnells are out there?
You know, that's a great question because that was, I think, one of the big questions that was being asked throughout this whole process, and many people were asking it. Is Dr. Gosnell an outlier, or are there more like him? And look, I'm not going to get up and say that every abortion clinic is exactly like Gosnell's, at least in the, you know, unsanitary conditions, et cetera, et cetera. However, Dr. Gosnell, according to the grand jury report, was making $10,000 to $15,000 a night on these illegal late-term abortions. You can't be making that kind of money. There can't be that kind of opportunity for that kind of money. And there not be others doing what he was doing and cutting corners like he cut corners and bending and then ultimately breaking the law like he did. There's just too much money to be made doing it.
Exactly.
And in our film, we explore a similar case from Delaware, an abortion clinic in Delaware that was eerily similar to Dr. Gosnell. And I think it's, you know, I think we as a culture have to look very hard and say what were the factors that allowed Dr. Gosnell to happen?
Mm.
He didn't just happen in a vacuum. What were the laws that that were passed in Pennsylvania, which our film gets into? What were the attitudes towards abortion? And we just have to ask whether you're pro-life or pro-choice. Dr. Gosnell happened. Patients died. Babies died. What do we need to do to make sure that we don't have another Gosnell on our hands? Because if we don't do anything, we certainly will have what happened in Pennsylvania will be repeated elsewhere.
Well, our culture's been, you know, formed by this. You know, it started with Roe v. Wade, you know, government saying, you know, basically they were endorsing abortion and where did most of the abortions take place. But in the poor areas, the one woman that died was a refugee. So now she's unprotected. She has no, you know, who's going to care about her? I mean, go ahead.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's, you know, that is, I think, one of the sort of questions of this film and this case really is, listen, whether you're pro-life, pro-choice, can't we at least agree that what happened here should never happen again? And I think that's one of the most sort of saddening things to me is you see regulations in the wake of Gosnell to try to protect patients and stop Gosnell from happening again. And you see people trying to overturn those regulations. You see people saying, oh, it's restrictive. And I can't sort of wrap my mind around, you know, again, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, can't we at least agree that what happened here that was so preventable should never, ever happen again?
But, you know, again, we're on a slippery slide here. As soon as you introduce, you know, these procedures into the culture and you've got people of convenience, which, you know, we all are convenient oriented. You know, we've gone along with this, you know, because, you know, it's inconvenient to have a child and, you know, abortion, it seems to be so accepted. And here we are 60 million babies aborted later and, women are starting to realize, you know, the consequences of their choices that they made. And these are personal issues. You know, sadly, you know, like the law of gravity, if you want to violate the law of gravity, you find out that it's quite painful when you do that. And, we're violating, I believe, some inherent laws here. And, people, I say women, you know, even men, you know, men are the least talked about aspects of this whole process and this, you know, the participation of abortions across this country. You know, hey, you know, we're complicit in it as well. You know, speaking of men here in this country, we've all contributed to this. But, you know, we've been doing this long enough. You know, you would think, as you say, that there would be enough empirical evidence for us to reason together and decide what are we going to do with our ability to make a choice.
Well, and I think, you know, one of the things, the impacts of making this film has had on me was, you know, before making this film, abortion was a very sort of abstract political issue that was kind of far away and, yeah, debate it in, you know, philosophy class or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think making...
I mean, you can limit some of your girlfriend choices just by having, being on the wrong side of that issue too, you know?
Well,
just saying,
and, you know,
right?
Making this film, you know, it's one of these things. I was just, I think meeting the women who went to Gosnell's clinic, I realized, and seeing the photos of the babies who died at his hands, it made me realize that abortion is very much a human issue. There are real people at the center of this.
Mm-hmm.
And the women who've chosen abortion and chose went to Gosnell, regardless of what I think about their decision, I want to have compassion towards them and show them love, because, you know, these women who came and agreed to speak out against what happened to them. I mean, that very courageous decision to be in our film.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because it is. Yeah. I mean, they were so courageous and they don't want to see what happened to them happen elsewhere. And I think that, you know, is one of the biggest things for me, is I have more compassion when I think of this issue. It's less of just some abstract thing that's far away. It's there are real people at the center of this.
Yeah. Did you sense some psychological damage, you know, over this whole deal?
Absolutely. Especially with some of the women, absolutely. You know, what they found out about Gosnell and what happened to them was just so traumatic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, David, remind everybody how they can get their eyes in front of this award-winning movie.
Yeah, they can go to Hulu, and they can stream it for free on Hulu. They can go to Amazon Prime and stream it for free for there. It's on iTunes, YouTube, or they can also go to our website, 3801lancaster.com, 3801lancaster.com.
Well, be ready to be shocked with your eyes wide open, ladies and gentlemen. Very provocative and eye-opening. 3801 Lancaster, An American Tragedy. David Altroggi has been our guest. He is the writer and director of this award-winning documentary. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let freedom ring. Let the wonders sing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Let freedom ring.
Live in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via WWCR. So good to have you along with us. Steve Forbes is with us right now, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. Steve Forbes, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Bill. Thank you. Good to be on.
Well, I'll tell you, this is exciting times for this country. It's like we've gotten a chance to do a do-over in a big sort of way, haven't we?
We do, and I think the president-elect, soon-to-be president, has made it clear he wants to get off to a, not just a running start, but a rocket start, starting with regulations, which you can do some of them by the pen, the stroke of the pen. Others will take acts of Congress. Moving on health care, that's good. Moving on a big tax cut, that's good. The only thing that concerns me is not the president-elect, but what House Republicans are doing in proposing a new tax to help pay for cuts in old taxes.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Just cut the taxes.
Right.
Don't put in new taxes.
Yeah, this is the border adjustability tax. I know when people hear that, they go, what? And they get confused and distracted by what this is. But break it down for them, if you would, Steve.
Well, what it means is just think of, you said border adjustability tax. Think of BAT. This is a bad BAT. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, in effect, put a sales tax on a lot of products. any product that uses any parts from around the world. So if you buy a thing like an iPad or an iPhone, your price is going to go up a few hundred dollars. If you buy gasoline, which we all do, typical gallon of gasoline in many parts of the country is going to go up 30 cents a gallon. You buy a car, their prices are going to go up. It's a massive sales tax on parts. And even worse is that it's combined with a huge subsidy for exports. So if you sell a piece of machinery to Iran, let's say you sell a piece of machinery to Iran for $1 million, that $1 million is free of federal income tax. So we're penalizing Americans, subsidizing Mexicans and Canadians and Iranians, and they say, well, we'll raise a lot of money, $100 billion a year, to cut other taxes. In my mind, just cut the taxes.
Exactly.
Don't raise, put in a new tax.
Right.
You put in a new tax, it usually goes in one direction, a bad one.
Well, Steve, are they trying to murk up the waters here a bit? I mean, Trump has brought to bear and focus the trade imbalances that's going on. He wants to level the playing field. Well, if they're interjecting their idea with this tax, I mean, doesn't that kind of confuse things and make things a little bit more difficult as opposed to allowing Trump to deal with a clean slate and be able just to deal with, you know, the problems that we have with trade straight up without having to, jump over these hurdles that are put out there?
Yeah, you're right. We don't have to tax Americans across the board with the equivalent of a big sales tax or value-added tax.
Right.
There are trade abuses, especially from China. And we have remedies at hand to deal with those. And if we need new ones, I'm sure Congress will pass them to deal with especially China stealing our trade secrets, forcing companies to do things they don't want to do in order to sell in the Chinese market, blocking our companies. So we can deal with those. And so you do it with a laser-like approach, just as you don't hit everyone with a tax because somebody robs a bank. You don't hit everyone with a tax. You deal with the criminal. You don't hit everyone else. Deal with the problem.
Mm. Well, Steve, for the first time, I think, in the modern era, we have a true chief executive officer going into the Oval Office, and you can see right away, I mean, in terms of his focus, his laser focus about jobs, as you mentioned earlier. I mean, even when the House was in Congress was getting a bit distracted with ethics issues, he let them know real quick what they needed to be focused on. And I think this is the opportunity and something that we're going to see big time, if I might say, with the Trump administration, is we're going to have true leadership that we haven't had in a long time in the White House.
Well, that's right. And while there are other issues out there that have nuances and all that, you have to have a sense of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting, first of all, hitting regulations, which have been especially crushing to small businesses. You know, for 10 years, small businesses have been sort of in a defensive crouch, just wondering what Washington's going to hit them with next.
Exactly.
So for the first time in a decade, you can now raise your head and Washington is going to remove burdens rather than put them on you. That's going to be a huge change. That's one reason why the stock market went up, the prospect of a big tax cut, same thing. Getting health care where patients are in charge instead of bureaucrats. People love that. And he's got to move fast on those things and not get mucked up in things like a new tax that's going to hurt some people, help other people. We don't need that right now. We just need a straightforward charge ahead, get the ball across the line.
Exactly. Let small business be alive and well and thriving again. I have maintained that we've had this pent-up productivity just lying dormant, waiting for an opportunity to be expressed. You get these the shackles of regulations that have cost taxpayers over $1 trillion, it's been estimated. You probably know better than I do in terms of the cost. They've choked off small business development, and look what kind of impact it's had on small business in the last 8 years.
Yes. America's great strength is that we create these new companies, who many of which become tomorrow's big companies. You look at the Google, nothing 15 years ago, big bad giant today, they tell us, the Democrats.
Right. Yes.
But for the first time in a long time, in decades, more businesses are closing their doors in this country than opening doors.
Yes.
And that's the road to long-term stagnation. You see that kind of stuff in Europe. So we shouldn't be putting on border VAT taxes, border adjusted taxes, equivalent of VAT taxes, Let Europe sink if they want, but we should be emerging, roaring ahead.
Exactly, and I believe, Steve, with this pent-up productivity that's been there waiting to be expressed, I think within short order we could be at 3 to 5 GDP just with people doing what they've just been eager and waiting to do. And if we unleash this productive potential in this country, which I see as Donald Trump being able to do, there's exciting times ahead for us.
Yes, for 8 years, for almost a decade, we've been hit with this 2% growth, which is about as good as the Cleveland Browns playing football this past season.
Yes.
And so we should have above average growth for a number of years, and that would boom the economy. People not only get jobs, but they get jobs with prospects of higher pay. So you're not just doing part-time, you're not just treading water, you're actually getting the feeling that I think most people forgot, you're moving ahead instead of falling behind.
Yeah, what a concept.
That's one of the things. Now one of the things I hope they do on the tax cuts, even though the green eye shade accountants will tell them not to do it, is make it retroactive to January 1st this year. So as soon as that bill is signed in the spring or whenever they get it done, people immediately see where this guy in the White House, positive things are happening.
Exactly.
So throw away the cautionary people. We've had a bad time or a sluggish time for a long time. Let's go roaring ahead.
Why not?
People will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I think they're waiting, and look what's happened. The stock market, and not just here in this country, but in other countries, Steve, they're responding at, with the Trump administration, and he's not even in the Oval Office yet.
Yeah, he started being president virtually from the time he accepted victory to 40 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
And, Hillary Clinton conceded. Mm. And that's why, in recent last couple of weeks, the stock market has stalled because, people are beginning to have doubts. Are the Republicans going to really push a big bill through? Trump keeps having to make it clear he wants a big one soon and mucking it up with this border tax. Don't do that. Just do what you say you're going to do. Don't get cold feet now.
Exactly. Steve Forbes, Chairman, Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate on Bill Martinez Live. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thank you.
Valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Have you ever